XXXChurch.com presents Craig's Car Ride. XXXChurch.com.
Hey, welcome to Craig's Car Ride, the hate mail edition. So we've got a good show for you this morning. Going to be talking through some great friendly comments that we've received over the last few weeks at XXXChurch. Going to keep it real positive this morning on Craig's Car Ride. Hope you're doing well. It is Tuesday, and it's time for another edition. So let's just dive in. We've covered quite the series of topics on XXXChurch over the last couple of weeks. We've talked about the Duggars, not killing the Duggars. We're talking about what you can learn from their mistakes. I've watched both Fox News specials with the Duggar's daughter and with Jim Bob and his wife, and struggled through watching those, but we shared some thoughts on what you could learn from that. We've heard a lot of feedback from people that think they've done no wrong and they're the greatest family on earth. And then we talked about Caitlyn Jenner, and we got shared a Diamond D interview that we put out a couple years back, and we heard from people there. Some really great things. I think Dave and Carl came up with an idea on our site. If you didn't see it, it was just an image. It said, "Jesus loves any name Jenner." And that actually was the most shared image we've ever had shared on our Facebook page. But with that, we've also got a ton of comments and people that hated it. So I thought I'd just read some stuff from our inbox. See, get your take, or get you to get a little bit of what we see on a day-to-day basis here at XXXChurch. So here we go. "In Christ Jesus, I rebuke your spirit to be destroyed." Thanks, Eric. That was it. Short and to the point. Man, people on Facebook comments and people on email that hide behind computers and just say awful things, it doesn't really stick with me. It doesn't really affect me. But yeah, the level of anger that we get from some people, man, it's fascinating that something we said or something we did can rattle you that much. Here you go. "Do you think Craig Gross would be okay to have a boxing match? I'd like to put on some boxing gloves and go 3 rounds with that guy. I'm thinking knockout. Do you think I'm justified in my thinking? I'm a bit upset, to be sure. Hey, tell Craig he's no friend of believers, and especially to men in recovery who are struggling to overcome an addiction to porn." Hey, I've never been in a fight in my life. Almost on a soccer field once, coaching. Another coach did something that I yelled at him for, and he kind of came after me. But a boxing match, 3 rounds, honestly, I don't know if I could last 3 rounds, so I'm not going to fight you. I'm sorry that I'm no friend of believers or those who have struggled with an addiction to pornography. And I think that one came in response. I remember getting that one, and I think sometimes we get people that are upset at maybe some of the content that we share online could cause you to struggle. Now, anything today could cause you to struggle. And so I guess if we frame something up like, let's say it was a 50 Shades of Grey blog that I posted. Man, I don't think anything in that blog that I wrote is going to cause you to stumble. I wasn't too graphic on relaying everything that went on in that movie, but I tried to give you a perspective and share some truth in that. Now, us going to a porn show, when we put a video out, when we share about that, we're really careful on what we show from the booth and what we show from around us. When we link to articles that are on our page, we understand there might be some ads that you might encounter. So we are aware of it. We do run this kind of fine line, though. We want to help people that are struggling. We also have this voice into, I think, the industry, and so we do both. We share a video of a porn star that got out of porn. If you go Google her name and look up her videos, like, I didn't cause that. Hopefully, by watching the video that we put out about this girl, you saw a different perspective than maybe a video that you watched of her in porn. And so to say we're not friends of believers or friends, like, man, this is what I've been doing for 15 years, and I don't believe it. Speaking of that, I watched this video last night, which just me saying this could be a get us upset with this guy who wrote this email. It was called Hot Girls Wanted, and Jeanette and I watched it. It's been kind of going crazy on Netflix. It did well at Sundance. Powerful documentary on the amateur porn business and girls that have left their homes to be porn stars. And it was just super depressing. I'm going to try and talk to the people that made it and do that on an upcoming show. But just fascinating. Once again, you could watch that and you could hit pause on an image of a boob or and maybe get turned on. But trust me, if you watch that whole video, I think it would help you if you're struggling with porn. Realize how brutal that industry is, especially in the amateur porn side. Next one, let's just go. We got plenty, so I could be here all day. How dare you say Jesus loves porn stars? I hate that. It's not true. It's sinful, and you have no right nor proof to do that. May God curse you and the women for what you did. You are all sin, and you girls do all destroy us men on the inside. Porn kills us as well. I hope you get cursed by his holy wrath. From good old Josiah. I just, to be honest, have a hard time reading anything that has the words wrath and cursed and God in the same sentence. It seems like that's there could be a Facebook page just for that, because that's a lot of words that I hear. What about God's wrath? What about the curse? What about the evil? And man, I'm just not going to go there. I'm not going to pretend to serve a God that is all about evil and wrath and destroying things when Jesus says, I've come that you all might have life. And so I just don't agree. Like, Jesus loves porn stars. He loves Caitlyn Jenner. He loves you, Josiah, who wrote this. And I'll just be honest. I mean, I have more compassion for the porn star than I do for Josiah. I wrote a book years ago called Jesus Loves You, This I Know, talking about Jesus loving the outcast, the porn, all the people that we do. And then the publisher said, what about the religious? And so the last chapter, I added in that chapter, and it was really tough to write. Because I don't like religious people, if I'm just going to be honest. People like Josiah that write me emails, man, or say comments, I'll fire right back at you. I might not be the nicest back to you, and I just the hardest people for me to love. But in the end, Jesus does love you just as much as he loves the porn star. But it's difficult. It's difficult when you just are all about wrath and destruction. Oh, man, we need something else like that. That just doesn't work. So what we're trying to do inside a porn show when we go this weekend to Chicago is something completely different by bringing a positive message of Jesus. And a lot of people always say, well, but I want to know what you believe. Like, we've never said we like porn. We never said, like, that's great. We love porn stars. And so we've never affirmed people being in porn. But we love you regardless of you in porn and you out of porn. And that's the thing. Like, people always, well, have you told them what they're doing is wrong? Like, I don't need to. And I don't think you do if you don't have that relationship. I just don't think relationships really work that way. Well, you know what you're doing is wrong. Like, man, they get it. I've not met a porn star that has said, this is what I wanted to do or be. And when asked or when I have conversations about that, I have no problem talking about that. But I don't say Jesus loves porn stars, but you know what you're doing is wrong and you need to get out right away. Like, it's just not our approach. Relationship will build that over time, and we're able to point people to not just out of porn, but something much better. I still try and love homosexuals. The thing is, you're taking a step further by saying we have to embrace the crud they drag with them. Homosexuality is a cancerous growth. It needs to be cut off by, this makes no sense. It needs to be cut off the person it's infecting, Zach. Well, Zach, you're not really doing much of a good job loving homosexuals. You're calling it a cancerous growth. Oh, but I still try and love you. Like, I don't love that cancerous growth that's growing on my body. In fact, I got it cut off my face, and now I have a scar on my face because I didn't want it on my face. And so, trying to love something and then saying the things that, the crud they drag with all this, and man, it's not gonna work. That approach doesn't work. And I think that the thing that has upset a lot of people with this whole Duggar thing is, here's this kid, Josh, that molested five girls, and yet he and his family, I mean, I watched the interview, and his wife was, no, his mom was still talking about transgender people and homosexual people in a way that, like, they can't be around my kids and they're creepy, and yet you won't even call your own son a child molester. Which he is. And then here's a guy that went out opposing gay marriage, opposing abortion, opposing things, kind of on this right, side of evangelical Christianity. And so you're downing all these people that are being gay and saying how that's hurting families and it's evil, blah, blah, blah. Oh, great. I mean, you have a right to say anything you do, but hey, Josh Duggar, we don't believe you. When you're doing something, I would say, I mean, God doesn't see one thing bigger than the other. The world does, but in no one's eyes is like molesting five kids, except for your family's perspective. They seem to think that's just what boys do and families do that, but that's such a greater problem than anything I think that you're fighting out there in your Christian job. And so this kid, Zach, or adult, whoever's writing me this, saying, I'm still trying to love them, but. And I think that's the whole thing. We got to take the ands and the buts and the ifs. Well, if they get out or it, when they change, I think the more you can try and understand where people are at, whether they're in porn, whether they want to turn and be transgendered, where, like, ask questions maybe before you make blatant statements. The Diamond D interview, I'm going to meet with him next week in Vegas, and just I asked on Facebook, and you can send them in to me here, Craig at triplexchurch.com, any kind of questions that you might have, follow up, because I mean, I have a ton of questions. Like, I don't understand it. I said Jesus loves Caitlyn Jenner, Bruce Jenner. I didn't say, like, I understand all that, I agree with all that. But what are you going to do when you sit down with a guy like Diamond D who says, I cut my penis off, I'm now a woman, but I still love Jesus? Well, go find your penis and get it back, and then if you're a man, Jesus will love you. Like, man, Jesus loves us. He's beginning and the end, and through all of that stuff. Doesn't mean I think that was a good decision for him to do one thing or the other, but when you listen to people, when you hear people, and gives you perspective. Doesn't mean it changes your stance religiously, or doesn't mean that you approve or affirm any of these things, but I think, man, you should ask some more questions. Like, you should listen to people. One of my college roommates just came out on that Liturgist podcast, talking about him being gay and him knowing he was gay since he was 5 years old. And it's about a 2 hour podcast. You can find it on their podcast. Donald Miller and Mark Unger interview him. His name's JJ. And fascinating when you listen and read, here's this journey. Instead of, like, just don't talk, don't just listen. Listen for 2 hours of that conversation. I'm not saying you're going to agree with everything on there or I agree with everything on there, but, and so many religious people don't listen. And we make a quick rash judgment based on something we don't even know, like why we think that. And I think we just got to listen to more people. Ask some more questions. Be a better friend. And so don't tell me you're trying to love people and then call them, you know, a cancerous growth on the other side. Man, whatever. Someone at my church told me about this site. I thought I'd check it out for myself. I was quite honestly shocked at the small bits I looked on your website. Jesus loves porn stars. I do agree with you because he loves us all. But have you not heard of blasphemy? Get your facts right and speak the truth rather than your own ideas, because they seem pretty petty. Well, thank you, Anita. Hey, Anita, you just said you've been on our site for small bits. There's 13,855 pages of content on our website. Spend some more time on it. See if it's blasphemy. What you're talking about is the one that seems pretty petty here. So, Anita, just stop talking, if we're really going to be honest, and just sit and read something and spend some time with something before you blast it. You know how many times on Facebook this week I think we've put watch this or read this before commenting? People on Facebook, I'm convinced, can't read. Well, at least half the people that are friends on our page. It's just read something or go watch something. Sit down in front of it and take it in, and then maybe comment the next day after you've sat with it. Like, how's that? No, I got to be the first to comment and just, oh, this is just ridiculous. Like, there's a great blog I posted this week about from the Jenner's pastor. Just even that might be an oxymoron for some of you. Wait, the Jenners have a pastor? Yeah, read this article and your eyes might be opened. The fact that Chris and Bruce sought out a guy from their community to start a church in their community and had youth group at their house. Like, man, we just write people off and we don't give people enough credit because we talk too much and we have to be right. Shame on you. I hope God punishes you. Thanks, Michael. Well, don't know what to say. I could have been looking at porn. And by the way, who are you to judge purity? It's simple. It's simple-minded people such as yourself that brought about things like this without the faith cleansing a-holes. I love when people write me emails or post comments and they don't even make some sense themselves. So, oh, I totally wasted some time. I could have been looking at porn, but I'm on your site and we're simple-minded people judging whatever. Like, we're not judging anyone. We're here to help you. If you want to stay on a porn site, stay on a porn site. If you want help from a porn site, come over to our site. But man, we're not trying to waste your time. We're not recruiting you off a porn site. We're simply just trying to speak truth about this matter that I think we know, that we've dealt a lot with. Jesus says that it's better than what these folks will get when they stand before a holy God. We know how much God hates sin. When you gloss over sin, you cause people to conclude that the cross is no big deal. You have no idea what it cost God to die to take away the sin of the world. We are not trying to get people to join the Christian club. They must come to God in repentance. May God open the eyes of your understanding. Thank you, Vera. God hates sin. The cost that it took to die to take away... Yes, Vera, we get it. It's just possibly with your friends, if you have them, is not the best way to lead a conversation. God hates you, by the way. God hates what you're doing. God paid a high price for this. I just don't see that. I'm not, like, we know that sin separates you from God. But I just, like, maybe some people should take some just, like, I don't know, social classes or, I mean, it's just not, you're not going to have friends that don't believe, like, we're all going to disagree on something, whether it's politics or whether it's religion or whether it's, man, can women be in ministry versus, like, there's a lot of divisive things here in our world and within our own church. And so when we start with hate and you're wrong, what you're doing, like your judgment is just as wrong as whatever sin that you're trying to point out. And God hates that. God got very upset, Jesus did, with the religious folks in his day and age, more than he ever got upset with, you know, the lady that came before him that was caught in the act of adultery. He got upset with the people that caught her. Like, so whatever. I found your site worthless. It seems like you're interested in shocking people and getting attention. And maybe a couple people will benefit through your actions. But it doesn't seem like you take much at the problems. This is not hate mail, because I do not hate you or your website. You're just not helpful. I hope you'll take the comments into consideration. Kara. Well, thank you, Kara, for us being worthless. I'm glad you don't hate us, but we're just worthless. I'm going to be 40. I'm not 20-something anymore. I'm not as interested in shocking people as I was maybe when I was a kid. We don't have to just shock you. Things we write might be shocking. Things we say might be shocking. But, man, that sometimes maybe might be on you, Kara. Like, it's not me, oh, Jesus loves porn stars. Is that shocking or is that truth? Like, I put that on a Bible, not to shock you, but so you would pick it up, because you might not have picked up the Bible with the waterfall on it. So our intentions might not just, they're not just to shock you. But there is some shocking stuff we talk about. But it's not just, and I mean, you might say it's worthless. I think, like, I could do a number of other things at this point in my life. You don't know me, but if I didn't think we were doing good or helping people, I'd probably do something. I would do something else. Like, this wouldn't just be fun if we were just shocking people and, like, not doing good. But we've seen marriages restored. We've seen lives change. We've seen people break free of pornography. We've seen people get help and get turned around. And I've seen parents talk to their kids about sex and porn. And we've shown them how to do that. And they didn't know how to do that. So, whatever. I keep saying that, whatever. Like, that's just my response. You telling me it's worthless and we're not helping anyone. Well, hey, I'll tell you right here. Like, this does help some people. And quite a few people. And that's why we do it. I don't know if this is going to get to Craig Gross or not. Yeah, it does. And I'll read it on the podcast. But I'm going to continue, as I believe I'm actually talking to him. Good. I stumbled across your site today, and I was saddened by the message you're promoting. Because the truth is that giving you all sorts of press, and you guys are profiting from, I hope it hurts you inside when you think about it. There's nothing wrong with sexual curiosity that most humans have. What is wrong is people thinking they are garbage and being hurt and consumed by people like you, telling them parts of themselves are evil. That's just stupid. And if I did believe in God, the God of punishment and terrorism, then I honestly believe he'd be targeting people like you, not people in the porn industry. Shame on you and the lies you spread. Someday I hope you come forward with the real sin in your life. Jim, former youth director. Well, Jim, former youth director, there's a lot of things I could say. I'm sorry you feel this way. If you read our site, watched even one video on our site, we do not preach the God of punishment and terrorism. So the message we're promoting is not that. And I don't know. Profiting from the press, all sorts of press we're getting. I mean, just so you know, like, the press doesn't pay our bills. It gives us exposure into places that maybe we couldn't have gone. We don't have an advertising budget. We can't do a Super Bowl commercial. So we can talk about things that are in today's going on, and people can get to our site that way. We've run this, I think, really lean on what we do on a ministry. The reach that we have, the impact that we have, the number of free resources that we have and we put out. Man, I stand behind what we do. I stand behind the products we sell. We're thankful that about a third of our operating budget comes in from donations. So not the full amount. We have to kind of make up two-thirds of that through all these other means. But we have a strong supporters of people that do donate and do say, hey, I believe in what you're doing. So that's not you. We won't mail you a donation request, former youth pastor or youth director, Jim. I am a parent and I'm truly offended by your signs that line in the street on the way to school. If you truly care about reaching souls, I think you could be more tactful with your advertising. Man, I wish we had signs on the street on the way to school, but we don't, unless somebody put them up. Man, we've had billboards from time to time. Different churches have promoted different things. But all in all, I mean, it sounds great in my opinion. We've had some people that have said, hey, I saw a billboard and it said porn on it, and now I had to talk to my kid about it. Well, I just passed a billboard on Sunset Avenue that said syphilis, and so I had to talk to my son about syphilis. Another one said it's a lifesaver, and it had a condom. So I talked to my kids about condoms. Another one had a picture of a wiener dog, and it said, get your wiener checked, freestdcheck.com. So I talked to my kids about STD checks. It's life. Like, I watched the Super Bowl commercial and saw a number of things that are going to cause you to go, hey, let's have a conversation about that. It's the world that we live in. Hopefully, as a parent, you don't run from those conversations. But you go, yeah, let's stop and let's talk about these. A couple more here. Please stop spreading lies about God. If you think I'm some kind of Satanist, you're wrong. I'm a servant of the living God, and it is you who are being run by Satan. Snap out of it. Friendly. I'm glad we have a lot of friendly Christians that just, yes. You have to, when you're a Christian and you say, I bet you think I'm some kind of Satanist, but you're wrong because I'm a servant of the living God. No, you sound like a Satanist. You're not anybody that this doesn't sound like a good time here. So, whatever. First of all, you have three X's in front of the word church. That's an instant red flag. To a real spirit-filled Christian believer, take off your stupid t-shirts and your jokes. I want that t-shirt that says, I am a real spirit-filled Christian believer. Ben, tell me where I can buy that one. Your site is idiotic. Let's try and convey our Christian propaganda to teenagers by being cool. Maybe then they'll stop looking at porn. Are you kidding me? It's one thing to be against pornography for one reason or another, but to tell everyone else to stop doing it is just unreasonable. I personally don't see anything morally wrong with pornography. How would you like it if I started preaching to your kids that pornography is a good thing? I'm willing to bet you wouldn't appreciate it. Now what you need to do, understand there's no difference between these two. If you find a difference other than I'm right and you're wrong, let me know. Sincerely, Kyle. Well, Kyle, you're right and I'm wrong. Okay, we're doing one thing, you're doing another. The reality is the world and everything else out there is teaching my kids that pornography is fine. It's a good thing. So we're teaching the opposite, but we're not forcing that on you. We're trying to help educate kids and parents. All right, I got one more. I'm writing to say how much I hate this website and its purpose. It would appear that you are not the men you made out to be. It is Christ, the greatest man, whom should we all emulate. Your behavior astounds me. Follow Jesus is what I say. Do what he did. Jesus didn't go around eating with sinners or putting himself in a position to help prostitutes. Really, come on now. What is the greatest commandment? Shouldn't we seek to obey God? Your religious satire is entirely inappropriate. Did Jesus employ such unholy hyper? Or I think he spelled it wrong. We'll just say things. Do you see how harmful it is? What if I were to tell you I would throw a log or a large stick at you? People want to fight me. They want to throw large sticks at me. Is that serious or just an exaggeration? Can't tell. Maybe we should consider the idea that God didn't create us to think in such a manner. I'm done settling you right now. You right. I would advise you to consider the life and testimony of Dwight Moody and what he might have to say about this all caps terrible site. Your friend, Nathan. I'm sorry you hate us and want to throw logs at me. The greatest commandment is to obey? Weird. Weird. Weird there, Nathan. Love the Lord your God. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. Boy, I didn't see obey and do everything right sneak in there. And then the fact that you said Jesus didn't go around eating with sinners. Hey, read the story of Zacchaeus. Not only ate with him, went to his house. Oh, not only did that, pointed him out in a crowd when the guy was hearing Jesus speak, said, hey, I'm coming over to your house. Hey, guess what? Sinners were attracted to Jesus. People of the world were attracted to Jesus, and Jesus spent time with them. So, man, you just don't know what you're talking about, Nathan, if we're really going to be honest. And that's why it's fun to get emails from people like you that think they know everything. Anyways, that's it. That's all I got. It's kind of exhausting, but there we go. That's a little bit of our hate mail. You can read more of it on our hate mail page. You can go post comments on Facebook. There's quite a few. You can read some of those comments. You can share them, or you could just be nice. In the end, we do get love mail, and we posted those emails out, which is great as well. So anyways, hope you guys have a great day. I'm going to hope to get some more stuff with Diamond D, with the producers of Hot Girls Wanted. And we've got some cool things coming out, too, on the site that we'll talk more about next time. So thanks for listening.